The U.S. Supreme Court is once again being called on to rule in a case involving abortion, less than a year after it overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade abortion rights decision. The Justice Department said it would appeal to the court for a stay after a ruling Wednesday night by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on the abortion medication mifepristone. Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House spokesperson.
We believe that the law is on our side and we will prevail. So that I can reassure the American people that that is our commitment to women, millions of women across the country, and also providers who are at the front lines, working every day to make sure that women are able to make decisions for themselves about their own body. So what we can say is we're going to continue to fight.
In its 2-1 ruling, the appeals court panel narrowed the decision of a Texas anti-abortion judge who ruled that the Food and Drug Administration had improperly approved mifepristone 23 years ago. The appeals justices, in effect, turned the clock back to 2016, when the FDA began changing some of its rules regarding the use of mifepristone. The appeals court reduced the period of pregnancy when the drug can be taken from 10 weeks to 7. The judges also ruled the drug cannot be mailed, cannot be prescribed by anyone other than a doctor, and that the patient would have to visit a doctor 3 times during the abortion procedure.
We should understand this decision is bad, full stop.
Shannon Olivieri-Hovis is the director of NARAL Pro-Choice California.
And we know that mifepristone is safe, it's effective, it's been FDA approved for more than 20 years, and the Fifth Circuit reinstating any measure of restrictions on this and trying to override the FDA's approval in any way, shape, or form is absolutely inappropriate.
Attorneys for the anti-abortion groups who brought the original case to the Texas judge indicated they're content with the appeal court's ruling, calling it a significant victory. The underlying case must still make its way through the courts and may ultimately end up before the U.S. Supreme Court for a ruling on its merits. The two appeals court judges who vote to tighten restrictions on the use of mifepristone in the meantime are both appointees of former President Donald Trump, as is the Texas judge who issued the preliminary ruling completely banning the use of the medication. The appeals court judge who dissented is an appointee of former President George W. Bush. She said she would have put the lower court ruling on hold entirely for now to allow oral arguments in the case. Democratic leaders in states where abortion remains legal since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade are preparing in case mifepristone becomes restricted or banned. California, New York, and other states are stocking misoprostol, which is usually used in combination with mifepristone. Misoprostol can be used on its own, but is not quite as effective and can cause more discomfort. Shannon Olivieri-Hovis of NARAL Pro-Choice says there's no doubt about the agenda of anti-choice activists.
Their intention is to pass a nationwide abortion ban, a backdoor nationwide abortion ban, because they know that public opinion is not on their side. They don't have the votes for it. They couldn't get something like this through Congress. And so what we are seeing here is really this complete abuse of a rigged court system in an attempt to put abortion care out of reach, even in states like California that have a constitutional protection for the right to abortion care.
Meantime, it's not clear how or if the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling applies to a decision by a Washington state judge who last Friday ruled in favor of attorneys general for 17 Democratic-led states that sued to try to keep mifepristone on the market. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.